The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It is good to be here today. I do want to give you a heads up. This is a pre-record so we could take a holiday break with our family, but I wanted to bring you some incredible relief information for July. July is an interesting month. It's going to start off with a final eclipse of the season. Now, we'll have some more later in the fall, but this is the last of a series of three that brought a lot of energy. But it starts off, the first of the month starts off with this final eclipse. We want to work with the angels today as far as what can we do with the July energy. And July is a very important month because it is a month where we can have a reboot. We can have a time to recharge our batteries. It eases up a little bit. And that's a very important part because in the fall, in September, it'll start to, you know, bring some more energies about making changes again. So when I say that, it's like, oh, don't be afraid of, you know, September. But I also want you to know that the universe does give it to us in packets, so to speak. We get a lot and then we get a timeout and we can kind of recharge our batteries to get ready for the next part of it. This is really I just keep calling it spiritual fitness training because I feel like that's what we're doing. So we're going into our time of rest mode a little bit in July. And I highly recommend we all take advantage of that. I'm going to be doing that for the next 2 weeks. So this one is pre-recorded, but I just could not be with here with you live. So I just wanted to bring that to you. I'm putting it out there on the same time we do live, but I didn't want that to be confusing to anyone. So let's talk about this a little bit. So July of 2020, okay, we have this feeling that will roll in. It's a feeling that will roll in with a time to slow down a little bit and catch our breath. Now, on July 4th or 5th, depending on where you are in the world, that is where we will have the third and final eclipse. It will be the Capricorn Cancer cycle that we've been working on since 2018. This is going to wrap that up. So whatever was going on for you in 2018, this is the finale of that. We're wrapping this up to move on. Big deal. That's a big deal. That's good. It's like, wow, we made it. We made it to the finish line. So you want to look back, what was going on for you in 2018 that probably seemed pretty rough then, or maybe it was just change that you wanted. And where are you with it now and today? So that's something to look at with this. And then as we move through the month, it will start to settle down. It will start to feel like the energy is going to a calmer place. Even with all the crazy stuff going on out there, I know this is the energy the universe is offering to us right now in this place. So you definitely want to look at that. Now, behind the scenes, this is planting everything we need. The seeds, the new seeds, everything we need to be anchoring into before it starts kickstarting into a new thing in September. And I will explain that throughout the show. September, this is, you know, that's the final months of the year. That does have a fiery Mars retrograde, which can be combative. So that's why I'm saying that's coming up in September. So that fiery, you know, Mars energy will flare a little bit then. But everything is always for a purpose to help us grow. So we definitely want to be taking advantage of this time to rest up. So think about how you want to approach the rest of the year, because there's more eclipses coming in November. So see, when September rolls in, it's going to be an interesting fall, last few months of the year for 2020. But now's our time to go, okay, let's catch our breath. Very important. And that's why I wanted to make sure this show was put out there for you. This has been a very big and transformative year already. It definitely has. I mean, it just has. And rather than resisting it or feeling like, no, I don't want to go there. I want to hold off or I want to avoid that. Honestly, we've been all learning how to just embrace it. Whether you feel like you are or not, we're learning how to embrace something brand new. It constantly keeps evolving. It constantly keeps changing. And that's happening for all of us. We're all in this together. Absolutely. I'm sharing what I'm experiencing and what's working for me personally, but I'm also sharing, you know, things that I'm getting and picking up with the angels. And I asked the angels about this one. And they kept telling me, this is a time to take that deep breath, embrace, be present where you are right now, and give yourself that thank you of gratitude of how far you've come. You may or may not be feeling that way, but I do want you to do it. Think about it anyway, because even if you feel like, man, I'm not where I wanted to be, all is not lost. It's never too late to pick up and just, you know what? You know, I've been dilly-dallying. I've been like slowing down. I just don't know what I want to do here. Well, some of these retrogrades have caused that, slowed it down so you could figure it out. And, you know, you definitely want to do that. There we go. I felt like it was pulling. And so you want to look at this as an opportunity to see, you know what? What am I fighting against? What am I trying to learn how to embrace? How do I go with the flow? For some people, that was a tall order. Just go with the flow when you're used to controlling everything and the outcomes and multitasking and just doing things the way they were. And then we overanalyze it. And this is a really common theme right now for people because we're calibrating to this new energy of letting things go that just need to go and approaching life very differently. So this is a good time to catch your breath and let the universe give you this time out to rest, to just go, you know, okay, this is going to wrap up what we were doing in 2018 here. This is going to ease up and it'll just feel a little less stressful if you allow it to show you that. Now, you know, you can fight it and still feel the stress. Absolutely. Everybody has a choice to do that. But, you know, for me, I'm like, wow, if we've got an opportunity or a window here to take a time out, then I'm going to do it. I mean, why not? Because if this is going to get a little bit rowdy in the end of the year, I want to rest up and be ready. I'm all about the gradual and slow, steady incline of fitness and training, whether it's your physical body, emotional, mental, you know, you're gradually moving into that. And these flows and these cycles that the universe brings us is giving us opportunity to strengthen our spiritual fitness muscles. So we definitely want to do that. This month is an opportunity to recharge. We may see another one in August. I'm going to look into that. I think there is one in August, but this is the month to just like, you know what? Let's just take a time out. Let's just take a deep breath and appreciate where we are right now. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive in a little bit more about the rest of the month because there's quite a bit of energy, not just this final eclipse, that starts off the month, but the rest of the month has quite a bit going on. So I want to share that with you and give you the insights that the angels have given me to share with you. So first off, the first one, which is one of the most important ones, is the angel said, appreciate this time out. Appreciate how far you've come. Give yourself a break and appreciate and have gratitude that you are still in the race. You are still working this out and not to give up, because things are evolving and shifting and they're doing it rather quickly. So they keep bringing that encouragement. They bring it a lot. And of course, Michael's always there if the fear comes up, but Raphael's there for the healing of things that we may be trying to just heal and recover from, whether no matter what part of life that is. But Haniel has been very strong with a lot of this energy. Haniel feels the emotions and helps us connect intuitively to those parts of us that really help us listen to that still small voice within us. That's your guide. That's your intuition. That's your higher self. All of those things are very important to acknowledge and honor and respect. We're learning how to make choices from a heart-centered place and do things in this world a completely different way. Look at things with a different perspective. Believe it or not, it's a very exciting time to be alive. It's challenging, but things are evolving. And there is a lot of positive to this, whether you know it or not. And it really does give us the power when we choose what we want to focus on. If obviously you're going to see all the challenges out there going on, but at the same time, you can also choose to see the positives that are going on. Do you give that the opportunity to have time in your thoughts? I want you to think about that. Think about what you are focusing on. Think about some things that would be positive that you could focus on. And if you have more of the problems on your mind, how can we implement and work in? Kind of think of it like a calendar, an organizer, where, you know, your time management on your thoughts, because this is all about law of attraction and how we're manifesting a brand new everything. And we've been talking about that a lot. So think about it. When we come back from the break, I'm going to start diving in a little bit more so you can see what's going on with this whole thing. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
And welcome back to the show. We are going to go into July a little bit more so you can see what's going on here. So first of all, July 1st, Saturn enters Capricorn. It re-enters Capricorn. Now, why is that? Saturn left Capricorn and moved into Aquarius in March. Remember March? March was a big month. March 21st is when that happened. But because Saturn's retrograde, it traveled backward. This is all how astrology works. And it re-entered Capricorn for the final time. So it took us into Aquarius. And we remember feeling that in March. March was a crazy month. But then it came back out, went retrograde, and now it's visiting Capricorn one last time. And that's all part of that final, what the eclipse is about, like that final wrapping things up. It goes one more time to wrap it up. So with it revisiting from now until December, we might notice, you know, themes from March popping back up again, resurfacing. You might feel that a little bit. So if they were very stressful things, this is where you want to go, you know what? I'm ready to just embrace and work with this in a better way. This was coming from Michael. Michael says, when you are feeling overwhelmed or you know you need to work through this, but you're nervous or you have anxiety about it, stress is a tough one right now for a lot of people, and stress can really affect you in every way. I mean, physically, emotionally, mentally, everything. And we want to honor that our bodies are trying to tell us, hey, you know, we just can't keep going like this. We've got to do it better than this. Now's the time to go with the flow if you haven't yet. Now's the time to just embrace that, you know what, I've just got to find a new way to do this. It's just time. It's just time. Out with the old, in with the new. It's kind of like that. Now, it's when it's, you know, it's going into these last, this last final movement through Capricorn. You know, we're all going through this tough revisiting of, you know, the lockdowns or the, you know, just trying as a whole in humanity to get through this thing that's happening right now. And on a personal level, you may feel that it's stirring up past themes that, you know, you are revisiting and that, you know, you've been through it before. And now you're going to say, you know what, I've been through this. I know how I could do it better. That's the key right there. I've been through this, but I'm going to do it better. And it's not going to get me this time because it won't be new. We've been introduced to a lot of brand new ways of life this year. But we're also going to find that we're finding our way of working through it. We're constantly learning and developing new skills, and we're finding the strength within ourselves we didn't know we had. So don't discount that. We have, there won't be anything brand new popping up right now. Yay. We'll just maybe be revisiting things. So we'll be practicing and fine-tuning things a little bit more on all the new things that did come up maybe in March. But we're not going to have to feel like we're going through another brand new unexpected a whole lot right now. That's what they're showing me. And now let's move on. Because on July 2nd through the 7th, that's called the Sirius Gateway. That's a magical time of the year where a spiritual sun aligns with the earthly sun. Okay, this is all coming with that if you've never heard of that before. Because sometimes some of these terms are like, if you don't know a lot of it, you're like, what is that? Well, that's what that is. The Sirius Gateway is when the spiritual sun aligns with the earthly sun. And our sun rises and sets every day. And it brings life. We need the sun for plants to grow, everything else. The spiritual sun does the same thing, but it does it on a soul level. That's what the spiritual sun's about. It can help to recharge your soul. You see, here's that recharge, this opportunity to recharge our soul and just our inner enthusiasm about anything, vitality. We might feel life force. You might feel that you're getting stronger and you're starting to feel that kick, that spark again, that's important. We want that because our life force, our prana, that flows through our whole body. That also helps our body to be healthy and ignite self-healing. That's important. I mean, we look at that a lot with energy healing. Meditation helps you to redo that, to revitalize that as well. But our soul sun will help us kind of take us through the spiritual soul sun is what I'm talking about. That one just helps to rejuvenate the soul, rejuvenate your passions, your heart choices that you really want to do. Just help you feel like you're getting your second wind back and you're ready to, you know, move on. This is good. Under the Sirius gateway, we're more likely to feel the intuition coming in. You feel like you're getting these moments of, wow, I really feel connected to things. Or, you know, you'll have these dreams and these aha moments. But intuition is stronger when the spiritual sun is aligned like that. It becomes easier for us with meditation, your kundalini energy to move through your chakras, to cleanse, to raise your vibration to higher levels, to just clear your chakras, to move through that with your meditations or whatever practice you use. This is a very opportune time for energy healing and clearing things that might have been difficult to do earlier. The Sirius gateway is a very powerful source. It's important. It helps you refuel your batteries. It helps you to recharge, to gain your strength back, to fill your reservoir so you're ready to go. Like, think about it when you refuel everything. I mean, that's what it is. Now, then we have the Capricorn. It's a full moon lunar eclipse. We talked about that earlier. That's the final eclipse of the season. That's a Capricorn one. And it's the last one. So that's the part that'll take us back to wrapping up everything that we may have been working on since May of 2018. So that's 2 years. 2 years of stuff, right? Now, we won't have that Capricorn cancerous eclipse for another 8 years. So once it leaves, it won't be around again for another 8 years. So, you know, it will feel different because it won't be coming in and out anymore. This eclipse will feel like it's detoxifying you. This one, you'll want to. You want to clean it up, whether it's your diet, your fitness, your physical fitness. You might want to start your meditation practice. You're just going to really feel like, hey, I want to clean it up. I just want to do things better. This is good. This is detoxifying. You might want to let go of things that need to go that you are having trouble with. Now, after this eclipse moves through, we'll have a few months to a few months of break before the eclipses in November. And like I said, it was going to start kicking up in September with the Mars retrograde. That's a very combative, intense, you know, energy. But it's something we need to understand, and we need to know how it affects us personally on the inside. I mean, do you go quick to anger when that thing is out there? Do you feel like you want to just argue more? You know, things like that. These are ways you can look at that. And July 11th, let's go into this one, because here's Chiron again. Chiron, July 11th, Chiron in retrograde. Remember, that's the wounded healer part. That's a healing asteroid. Chiron enters what they call the underworld. And this, we already have strong retrograde energy floating around through there. But Chiron just feels like even more. I mean, this one is where we'll be guided to find the strength in whatever healing we need to do. Because this one's about getting into the deep healing. This one is a very deep healer, very spiritual, very soul level healing. Our soul is honestly what we do want to be focusing on here, because that's what we need to move forward. We need our soul strong. We need our soul in charge. You know, our higher self in charge. You know, we need to lead. That needs to be leading us. We want to be confident and follow that. So sometimes when you're healing, you can feel tired. You can feel depleted. You need more rest. I have been feeling that for about a month where I just need more rest. I've been, you know, sending energy healing out, but also making sure that I clear myself when I do that. And it's been an added thing that I've done. I haven't done any other activities or groups or webinars or anything like that right now because I'm focusing on the world healing right now that the people need. That's just what I feel drawn to do right now. And that's what I'm doing. So I've found that I'm tired. So I'm just making sure I don't overload myself. That's very important. And you're not supposed to keep it. You're supposed to just allow this energy to flow through and it's not your own energy. But when you're clearing out things, it'll also heal you and clear things out too. You'll find that you just, after you've held tension or stress or something that you were trying to release before, you do, some of this is, you're not even aware you've been doing it. And when it's finally gone, it's like, whoa, I feel like I can rest now. That's what I'm talking about with this. It's not an illness or anything like that. It's just, whew, I was trying to hold on to that pretty tight. I didn't realize that. I didn't even know it was there. That kind of thing. It's felt like that for me too. It encourages, Sharon encourages us to use this healing to find the strength and the new power that we're looking for because we're moving into higher frequencies a lot here. I mean, healing is an effort. If you want to heal, you have to choose that you want to heal and you have to apply effort. Some people call it hard work. Sometimes I think it's hard to put the effort in. You have to put the effort. You have to align with healing. This ignites it for you. It brings strength though. When it might feel like hard work at the beginning, but it brings you the strength and the power and, you know, the stamina that you need to move through this. Retrograde in Chiron will help you tune into that and help you find who you are and really get to know that soul level of who you are, which is what you want. That's what you want leading your life. That's what you can trust. Now, on July 13, we also have a Mars. It's called conjunct with Chiron. That's what they call it. Mars enters Aries at the end of June. So we, you know, here we are at the end of June anyway, but it will stay there for 6 months. Okay. So Mars in Aries, you know, that's that one that'll kind of kick up in September, but Mars is spending a long time in its ruling sign here because of the retrograde. And that happens in September. Mars becomes a star player. When it enters the second half of the year, it's going to really start to sow its seeds here in July, but it's that one's the one you'll be feeling a little bit more. It aligns with the asteroid, the healing asteroid Chiron, and there will be greater emphasis on needing the strength and the inner strength and stamina to stand up and do what's right for yourself and things like that. You'll feel that. You're going to find that you have strength you didn't know you had with this one. And I think that's important for some of us that just feel like life's just beat you down and you're just done. No. You're not done. Nobody's done here. We're just getting started. This is good stuff here. After this alignment, over the next few months, Mars will move on to align with what's called the Black Moon Lilith or Eris. And that's a very different, that's goddesses, but that's very different. This creates a strong, fiery, combative energy. Okay. That's the tensions that, you know, they might go from calm to really whoa and outlash. That's what you're going to want to watch. 10-second rule applies here. Again, we're talking September with that, but Mars is going into it now. So it'll be an underlying current, but will really show a lot of, you know, in the spotlight more in September. I know I keep talking about September because this is all the stuff that's lining up here in July right now while we're resting. And you want to be aware. You want to be in this place where, okay, I'm going to work on my strength and just get my fitness level started spiritually, physically, you know, clean it up, whatever you got to do. So you'll be ready. And then there won't be anything to be stressed about. You've been, you know, it's preparing us. It's giving us opportunity to get ready for it. Everything that's about the soul growth, we want to go with that. That's all this is about. Now, a little bit more on that about claiming your power and not giving away will come later on. Now, July 14, that's Jupiter. Remember, when the sun aligns with the opposite of Jupiter, it tends to bring the abundance and expansion. Remember, this is the one where you'll feel like you can reach further than you ever did. You'll feel like, you know what? I've always just stopped right here whenever I've done this and I don't go past that. You're going to want to explore and go further. You'll feel a little more courage to do that. Jupiter happens to be in retrograde, but it's also with that Saturn-Pluto conjunction here that happened earlier. So it triggers a lot more of seeing how things play out all the way through the rest of 2020. Jupiter moves over and aligns with the sun here, the opposite the sun. And then we may see the January themes resurface. I know you're like, what? I know. It's okay. We're reviewing a lot of retrogrades. Remember, we're reviewing things. So if something was hiding in the shadows and it's time to uncover it and see what it was, you're ready. You might be more ready now than you were in January. Maybe it was just totally like, I'm not ready for that in January, but okay, we get an opportunity, like, well, let's go back and let's unsurface that and look at it and let's do that. Remember, Jupiter can make you feel abundant and expansive. So on July 12th, we have Mercury direct. We're coming out of Mercury retrograde. That one goes direct. And this will feel more clarity coming through. We'll feel like, okay, now I feel like I understand what I need to do. Now I feel like, okay. Especially no more Mercury, Venus, Mars in retrograde. Those, you know, if you had that, we always feel when you had personal planets, let me rephrase that. If you feel that all of your personal things that were in your chart were all retrograde, this will help feel more clear. It'll just give you a break and like, okay, boy, that was confusing, but now I feel like I know what I need to do. That's what we want to see this. Now, there's a new moon on July 20. That's Cancer new moon. We're moving into that sign. That's sensitive. Remember, that brings back the mix of energy of how you feel things. Yes, we're all practicing on how to feel things, but you should feel lighter. You should feel inspired to set new goals. Think about what you want to do and wrap it up so you're ready for the second half of the year. So that's a good one. Saturn is also very active on this new moon. So it brings a presence of, it's a stern teacher. Think about Saturn as the stern teacher. So it brings a bit of a, you know, direct, like structured type of approach. Actually, you can utilize that. Sometimes it feels harsh or restrictive, but it can actually help us get organized and get us down to be serious. You know, think of a teacher that's a very stern teacher and it's like, okay, I got to be serious and get my homework finished. You know, think about that back in school. So that one will be, have a little bit of influence. You'll feel that. You might feel that building. The best way to use this is to think about how you can take responsibility for your own life rather than trying to get approval from somewhere. You don't need approval to improve your life. You just need to do it. Gosh, that's the most important point that Michael, Archangel Michael, brought to me to share with you. All that feeling will be Archangel Haniel. All that feeling, intuition, working with these moon cycles. But Michael, man, when you need to get serious, when you need to just, okay, let's just do this. There's a fearlessness there, a strength, a stamina. You're safe. You protect yourself. You know how to. You know this cord, this toxic energy is not doing me any good. I'm ready to get rid of it. Things like that. You want to, you don't need permission from anywhere. You don't need approval from somewhere else. You just need to choose to improve your life and take responsibility for it. There's no blaming here. A lot of blaming is not taking responsibility for what you could do for yourself. And, you know, people get mad about that. I know they probably will when I said that. But you know what? There's a freedom in taking responsibility for yourself. Just take responsibility. So that's what that one is. You'll feel that. You want to feel like you have your own choices about your life. I mean, I hear that all the time. People so unhappy because they just feel like they have no control or they can't make choices that they want to make. This is what this is talking about. July. We've been talking about September a lot. July 22, Leo season begins. Ah, Leo. And this is where we reach a full power in the sky. Okay, that's the courage, right? Leo is ruled by the sun. So this is the time where we step up. We learn how to shine our light. We just radiate with it and we're confident in that. This is a good thing. I mean, embrace the Leo energy when it comes in. Remember, it will be working with the Lion's Gate that happens in August. We'll talk about that later. But on July 25th, Mars enters a shadow period. There's Mars again. This is where it'll slow down to prepare for the retrograde. See, right now it's direct, but it's going to start to slow down. So we can start to go backwards in retrograde. And that's what will happen in September. Whatever's unfolding now until September holds a clue as to what's going to be coming up for the retrograde for you. So pay attention to how things are playing out for you right now and how you utilize this time. Definitely recharge your batteries. You might be feeling, you know, at the end of the month, this is July 25. If you might be feeling like it's getting tense or underneath, you feel like things are, you know, getting that way. You're probably feeling the Mars energy just starting to, you know, feel a little resistant, but it there's a purpose with that. It stirs the things that we're just kind of putting a blanket on that we need to address. And so the energies, all these energies, even though they seem intense at times, can be very important to helping move things forward in a positive way. July 28th, Venus leaves the shadow period. It leaves it. Okay. Venus went direct on June 24, 25, but now it'll return to its former strength. Okay. Yay. That's one planet not in there, right? So this is at the very end of the month. So in the few days when that happens, it'll leave the sign of Gemini and it'll enter the sign of Cancer. It won't be retrograde again for another 18 months. That's a long time. So this is, now we're in a new Venus cycle, okay? This is where we'll feel stronger, our hearts are open, we're ready for the new, for love to come in, new waves of it, unconditional, divine love, love for the self, just love in general, healing love, relationship love, all of it. Venus is that planet. So this was a lot to cover, and I went through it quickly, but I wanted to make sure you understood that every month coming has had a lot going on in it. This one is an opportunity to recharge. But if you need to like have a timeline, I went through a timeline of the entire month for you. So you would have like some sort of idea of like, okay, this is where we are now. Why am I feeling this? The angels, all you've got to do, whenever you feel one is bothering you more than another in some of this energy, or you feel like, wow, I'm just feeling like it's kicking me down, you take a deep breath and you anchor in and you ask, you know, Michael can be the one that lifts you, but he's also been really adamant about me reminding myself and you, I'm here to help you learn how to do this for yourself, not do everything for you. And I've started, you know, making sure that I'm doing that with myself too. This started a couple of years ago. Actually, the 2018 was when that really started coming around when I think back. And it was like, no, it's changing. They're here and they're there for us, but to help us know what we can do for ourselves. So this whole theme for a while now has been, if you feel like you're strong and you feel like you're capable, you have some confidence within yourself, then it's easier to be responsible for yourself. Think about it. You don't want to feel hopeless. You don't want to feel like you can't do anything for yourself. All of this is to help us do that, because your soul, who you are inside, that is a free, beautiful soul that does not have any of this stuff going on, but it knows how it can get you through. I mean, we all came to Earth for some life lessons. You know, we're learning things here. It's a challenging planet to live on at times. Absolutely. We all been feeling that. But I want everyone to know that we are not alone in it. We are all going through this together. So we're not really going through it by ourselves. But at the same time, the universe is providing us opportunities to learn how to be the individual that is responsible for our own actions, our own thoughts, our own words, and how we utilize that. There's a theme playing out there, if you think about it. Taking responsibility for, you know, how you affect the world. And everybody's in a different place or mindset with that. So you're looking at that personally, but it's also as a group collective. We're working on that same theme together, but individually, and how we need to do it for ourselves. So this is a big deal to me. I'm actually, you know, I feel very positive inside about that the world, humanity, I believe in humanity. I believe that the souls of humanity can do this and step up to the plate. I believe that we can do this. I know there's a lot of friction out there, but I am also aware that there's a lot of positive and beautiful things going on out there. And we just have to choose to focus on that and give that some time in our life. So I know sometimes it can feel difficult, but look at those things in your life and see what you can do with that. This also is going to help you a lot with law of attraction and manifesting. That's your happiness. That's following your soul path. That's following what is the right thing for you. And all of this, and look at all of this that we have going on to help us learn it. There's all of this. Even the challenges, all the challenges that we're all feeling right now, there is something we can learn from it. There's always something we can learn from no matter what's going on. And some of them are tougher than others, but we can do it. Now, with one last word, I had Michael coming in, and he's speaking for all the guardian angels for everyone out there. He wants me to tell you that your guardian angel is always right there. I am right there. And we are in your corner for no matter what it is you have going on. You just have to reach out and say, hey, you know, I need some help with this. And then let it go, move on. He's asking me to tell you this right now. And I like this because I need to be reminded of it sometimes too. But when you do that, then you just go about your day, say, thank you for helping me with that. Don't say, please, oh, please, I hope you'll hear me and help me. That's really putting doubt that you even believe he's going to answer you. This is a law of attraction thing. So if you approach it like, thank you for helping me find a solution to this problem, and then go about your day, it will come in. It might be, you might see an article, you might see something on your television, somebody might randomly say a comment that will just click, and you'll go, that's it right there. That, I ask you to practice that a little bit more if that's not how you approach working with angels. Any of them, just thank you. Thank you, Archangel Gabriel, for helping me to communicate more clearly. Thank you, Archangel Raphael, for helping me to find a way to be more healthy or to heal this problem. Thank you, Haniel, for helping me connect to my intuition and trusting and learn and hearing it. And to be open and just be and claim it. I am open to receive the information and messages. I am here to listen. Things like that. These are going to help you so much. These are good tools. They're spiritual tools that will really help you thrive in a new world that's growing right now. The new world that is just evolving. This is where you want to be. That is my take on it from metaphysics. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and thank you. We will be back in a couple of weeks live. And I hope everyone takes the opportunity. That's what I'm doing right now for the 2 weeks, is taking that opportunity to rest, restore, recharge, and strengthen, and just allow yourself to feel well-deserved for the rest and the time out before things get busy again, so we can wrap this up for this year. Whew, okay. I hope everyone has a beautiful and safe holiday. I hope everyone is all well, and I continue to send the energy healing out to you on a regular basis. Please know that. And if you're doing that as a healer, please make sure that you're balancing your life with yourself and your work. Make sure you're taking that time to restore your battery. We have to do that pretty regular anyway. If you're a healer or a light worker and we're doing this kind of work, empath, whatever it is you're doing, you know, we want to make sure we're keeping that cleared out on a regular basis. So we do that. I do it daily, sometimes a couple of times a day. And after I do a show, I have to take a rest a little bit because I can feel everyone that's tuned in. And I'm very connected to the energy in the world, more so than the physical. I am in there, you know, physically, but I just feel energy so much. So I just have to pace it a little bit sometimes. This has been a big year for all of us, and we're all gaining strength. I do feel stronger than I did at the beginning of the year when it was starting. Felt kind of rough then. So I know we're all gaining strength, and you are too. So thank you so much for listening. I wish you all the best. I wish you joy. I wish you a peaceful, restful July. And I will see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.